So I'm here at the Virtual Engineering Centre looking at Jeff. Jeff is a robot at the Materials Innovation Factory, which is in the centre of Liverpool, also part of the university. And the purpose of the machine is to create new materials for Unilever.
My name is Michael Schraps. I'm Program Manager for LCR 4.0.
Michael Schraps is from the Virtual Engineering Centre and he's here to explain how this machine works.
Jeff was basically created to make material discovery automated. So instead of doing that manually, writing down which recipes you used, this machine can do it automatically. A member of staff gets the information from a computer system and then needs to place the materials in the machine, whether they are liquids or powders, they can be both mixed. And the machine does this mixing procedure entirely automatically and records the formulations and the outputs. So it is much easier and much faster to discover new materials like new shampoos, for instance.
I can understand the point of the machine. What's the point of this virtual version of the machine?
First of all, this machine is running 24/7 a day, so it is almost impossible to train someone how to use the machine. But also, we can use it for training purposes for maintenance procedures. A lot of difficulties are inside the machine, actually, where you have all the water pipes and things like that. We can train stuff in VR to do that, actually. And you can obviously go inside the machine and you just get this additional perspective.
People can learn how to use this machine without the machine not functioning.
Exactly.
Okay, so can I have a little go? So this is the HTC Vive, which is basically the top of the range headset, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah.
And I've got the little triggers. And so I'm standing here now and I've got these strange hands that aren't mine. I'm now going to walk over to this machine. So I've just pulled out a chunk of this machine. Let's imagine there's a problem around the back of it and I'm having a little wander around. Am I able to walk? Do I need to pull it out further? Right, this is a really weird sensation because I am just in a room in real life and yet I really do feel like I'm here behind this machine. There's a gap. And I was just kind of trying to squeeze through a gap and the gap's not really here, is it? I can look underneath it and look around it. And what you're saying, Michael, is that in the future, there could be a system where when this piece of equipment breaks down, then what you're able to do is work out what the problem is with it in real time.
You could basically test how you would fix this object in VR before you actually go to the machine, you interrupt the manufacturing process, and then obviously the downtime is way less. So you can go there, you know instantly what to do, how to do it, and the job is done very quickly.
There's another way of learning how to use the machine. The old way of learning how to use this machine would be a manual, wouldn't it? And
yeah.
That kind of concentrating and reading all the notes, you know, if like a Haynes manual type thing.
Exactly.
But what you're doing now is you've actually turned it almost into a bit of a game, you know, fit the blocks in the right place. And once you've fitted the blocks in the right place, it means you kind of know what goes where.
Yes,
and this
exactly.
Really important piece of kit.
Yeah, it is very easy to understand what the operator has to do. And basically, you don't need, as you said, these long manuals to know what to do.
You look after LCR 4.0. You're the program manager for it. And the idea behind that project is to try to encourage manufacturers in the Liverpool City region to become more kind of tech savvy. So it's a sort of sales pitch, isn't it? But once people see the relevance of this and the usefulness of it, people just mustn't go back.
Exactly, and especially if you show their own data. Even though you might not have the right rendering applied, you just have the raw data, even that is very valuable for the businesses because they then see the benefit of using VR.
That was Michael Schraps, project manager at LCR 4.0, talking to me at the Virtual Engineering Centre in Daresbury.